This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi join me live in studio with an update on the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org. How are you both? It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Whoop, let me do that. There we go, George.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I'm glad you're here. Now, you guys didn't make the Pie Fest on Saturday. You missed quite an event. There was enough pie to feed a small army. It was amazing.
I heard you were a judge.
I was a judge, and I was very full.
I bet.
And I was actually standing next to another judge, a woman who had to bow out towards the end. She said, "I'm getting dizzy. I can't do this anymore. My heart's starting to race." It was just one pie after another, and you couldn't eat a whole slice. You just have to take a little nibble because there's 50 other pies to eat.
Many years ago, in the midst of a political campaign, I had a very bad experience with a pie eating contest.
Oh, Lord. We'll go into that on another day, George. That sounds just the name, pie eating contest. Although judging a pie baking contest is something of a pie-eating contest. I learned that this weekend. So, George, what are we looking at for October?
Oh, we're looking at a lot of great stuff. Christina Lopez-Guitardi, my colleague, has put together a really extraordinarily important series on the preparedness of the United States military to address all the threats that it has to be ready to address around the world. And we had today the opening chapter of that. Christina can fill us in on how that went.
Good deal.
Today we hosted General John Abizade, who served in Iraq from 2003 until 2007. It ended up being quite timely in terms of the current debate going on regarding Afghanistan and whether or not to send more troops in.
I bet you were packed today.
We were packed.
Yeah.
We were packed.
One of those events. Absolutely.
But he was able to shed some interesting light on the debate, and warn that it should not just be a military solution, but that it should be a multi-tiered, involving diplomatic efforts, economic efforts, and political efforts as well.
Now, that's very different from how we started this thing. We started this thing with just leave it to the Pentagon. We don't really need the State Department involved in this. Rumsfeld's going to handle it all. And the State Department was pretty much on the sidelines. And fast forward a few years later, we realized, oh my gosh, do we ever need the State Department? At any time in our history, do we need them bad?
Yeah, I think he's taken this position for quite some time now. Since back in 2006, he's been making this statement. So
yeah, it's very encouraging.
Still true today.
Yeah, now that's just the first in the series, though, right?
That's right. We have I think the next one is in November. We're going to have General Barry McCaffrey, who is a Southcom commander. He'll be coming to speak on challenges facing the Obama administration. We'll also have author Tom Ricks coming in the spring. And we're going to be having a New Yorker writer, Rafi Kachadourian, speak on the rules of engagement.
Yeah. Tom Ricks is fantastic. That you'll have a lot of people for him as well.
Yeah, he's been to the Miller Center a few times before.
Yeah,
so
he's just great. And what's the name of his new book? I know Fiasco was the first one about Iraq.
It's The Gamble.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I haven't read that one yet. I read Fiasco, and it's just, oh my gosh, what an eye opener that this experience has been. That sounds fantastic. What a series!
That's really exciting. Yeah, we'll be adding several more in the spring as well. So keep an eye out.
Good deal. We're talking with George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi, getting all the latest about events at the Miller Center this month of October.
On Friday, October 9th at 11 o'clock. And by the way, as you know, Coy, all these events are free. They're open to the public. You don't have to register in advance. You don't have to give your social security number. You just show up, and you're welcome. And it's a great opportunity to see some of the people who you frequently see on television news programs as newsmakers or commentators, to see them in the flesh and actually ask them questions. I guess today with General Abizade, maybe 7 or 8 people had the opportunity to stand up there and ask the guy who commanded the entire Middle East, our armies in the Middle East, ask him anything they wanted. It's a great thing. So on Friday, we have Martin Indyk. Right now is at Brookings, but he served 2 tours as the United States ambassador to Israel. And he's going to be talking about Israel, Iran, and Palestine. And then a week from today, Monday, October 12th, Patrick Redden Keefe, who is an extraordinarily gifted reporter who writes for The New Yorker and for Slate, is going to talk about not a book that he's written, but a topic that he's been studying for some time, and that is the globalization of crime.
Ooh, interesting.
Tom Friedman has written on the, you know, the earth is flat, the world is flat, and how business has become globalized and education has become globalized. But no one up until Patrick Redden Keefe has focused in on the criminal enterprises, which he says have now gone global. So he'll be with us a week from today. He's a great writer. He's a great storyteller. And then 2 weeks from today, on October 19th, Nicholas Thompson, who is a very gifted writer and observer of foreign policy matters, and is the grandson of Paul Nitze, has written a book called The Hawk and the Dove, Paul Nitze, George Kennan, and the History of the Cold War. And because of his familial relationship, he is the only person who has had access to Paul Nitze's personal diaries. And this book, which has been widely reviewed and highly praised, breaks all kinds of new ground in our understanding of the history of the Cold War, particularly the origins of the Cold War.
Wow. Now, are you reading that now?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's first rate.
Yeah.
First rate.
That sounds fantastic.
Very good history.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff. We are talking about the events at the Miller Center this month. George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi join us at the top of every month to keep us updated about what we can look forward to. The Miller Center's beautiful facility is located on Old Ivy Road. And if you can't be there in person, you can check out these events webcasts live online at millercenter.org, or you can check them out on public radio. I was listening to some event last night. Who was that speaker? I can't remember who it was, but I was standing in my kitchen doing the dishes, listening and thinking, I wish I was there for this one.
And you don't remember.
I don't remember, but I was riveted to whatever was going on. I was sitting there listening to it. I really enjoyed it.
Public broadcasting broadcasts our events on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Christine? On Friday, October 23rd at 11 a.m., we have Jennifer Windsor, who's the executive director of Freedom House, which is a nonpartisan human rights organization based in Washington. She's going to be discussing their annual publication, Freedom in the World, which essentially ranks countries in terms of the state of freedom, in terms of freedom of the press, political rights, civil liberties, and such. And so she'll be discussing this interesting report with us.
Where are we on that list, do you know?
I don't know where we are.
He asked cautiously.
Not at the top, but I don't know where we are.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
And then the following Friday, October 30th, Halloween Eve, is going to be Stephen Flanagan, who is at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And he has been deeply involved with NATO for many years. And he's going to come talk about the role that NATO is playing and could potentially be playing as we get more deeply involved in other parts of the world. Let me just mention one other thing, other event that is not going to be in October. But it's one in November that I think will be very popular with some people. On November 16th, the Academy Award-winning actor Richard Dreyfuss is going to be with us and is going to do a total of 5 events in town. He's going to do something at the university. He's going to do something at a couple of schools, Western Albemarle High School, a couple of other schools, and he's going to do something at the Miller Center. And Dreyfuss has a new passion. He says that Americans don't have a common ethnic heritage. They don't share a common religion. They don't share a common language, even though many, of course, people think they should. And the one thing that the sort of glue that holds our country together is a common understanding of what Republican democratic government is all about. It's our Constitution. And he says we're not teaching kids about the Constitution and the very important role it plays, not only in our governance, but in really who we are as a people. And so his passion is inspiring kids to study civics and the Constitution and to try to persuade teachers that they need to be a lot more aggressive in teaching the principles of Americanization to students coming along these days. Other people have said the same thing. and have advocated the same thing, but have largely gone unnoticed. And what Richard brings to the party is his celebrity.
Yeah, which brings the cameras with it often.
Brings the cameras
and the microphones.
Yeah, and so we're going to, before the events that he does, we're going to be showing clips from his movies. He says that when he spoke recently at a high school, he was up there on the stage and kids sat there saying, "Who is that old guy?" maybe they hadn't seen Jaws or American Graffiti or The Education of Dudley Crovitz or any of his great movies. But he will be here at the Miller Center and these other locations on the 16th and 17th of November. So people who are interested in the topic or just simply interested in meeting a heck of a nice movie star, I hope they'll put Richard Dreyfuss on the calendar.
And again, when is that date? November?
November 16th.
November 16th. I would imagine you're right that that's going to be very well attended, quite crowded at the Miller Center that day.
I hope so, and I hope people pay attention to what he says.
Indeed. George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi with the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org. You can check out this complete schedule there online if you happen to miss anything. Make sure that you are there early to get a good seat at all of these events or check them out online at millercenter.org. Thank you both so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.